What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend, at Gordon G. Chang. Elon Musk, always in the news. Financial Times reporting these last days. What does Elon Musk's China trip mean for Tesla? EV maker's chief executive held talks with Chinese premier and secured key approval for data use. Musk and China. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, who can help us with this story. But first, I want to ask Gordon, what is the anxiety that Musk's, which you'd have to say, sudden camaraderie with Chinese Communist Party, what does that anxiety lead to? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The concern is not so much Tesla, but SpaceX. If we go back to 2020, Cory Gardner, who was then the Republican senator from Colorado, in a Senate hearing, actually raised the issue about what happens when China uses its leverage over Tesla to undermine the U.S. space effort, because SpaceX represents a critical portion of that effort.
Rick, a very good evening to you. Where is the Chinese space program, manned and unmanned, in comparison to what we know of Boca Chica's testing of Starship atop Super Heavy? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Yes. Within a year or two, China will start testing their Long March 10, which is arguably a bit larger than Elon Musk's Falcon 9. And that will be the first space launch vehicle that China will use to put people on the moon. They'll need two of them. First, to send up their moon lander that will orbit the moon, and then their manned version. But this is coming together, hopefully, for the Chinese to put their people on the moon before 2030. And after that, their larger Long March 9 is slated to be ready by 2035, and this is their Starship equivalent. But there are other Chinese space companies that may build large reusable space launch vehicles before then.
So Musk is testing Starship and Super Heavy now. That means that he has a lead. Is that the way to interpret this, Rick?
Yes, a very strategic lead, especially if his human landing system based on Starship actually does work, and we are able to put about 100 tons of cargo on the moon. That will give the United States a tremendous lead in the race to dominate the moon.
Gordon, you have a comment or a question for Rick?
Rick, China's goal, as announced, is 2030 to put a human on the surface of the moon. And you just mentioned that they may do that earlier. The Artemis program talks about, 2026 is the American goal. Are we going to meet that American goal, which has been repeatedly delayed?
Gordon, it's just not clear. The volatility of funding is real, and China actually has a vote. If China starts a war on the Taiwan Strait, which will probably be accompanied by a war on the Korean Peninsula, the Americans won't have any funding to continue the Artemis program to send people to the moon. China, as a dictatorship, however, will continue to fund its moon program because it's strategic. Controlling the moon controls the new high ground, controls cislunar space, which controls low Earth orbit and ergo victory on Earth.
Gordon, help me understand how it is that Tesla connects with Boca Chica. They seem separate worlds, except for the magic man, Musk himself. How do they connect?
Well, they connect because China has great leverage over Tesla right now. China is Tesla's second largest market. We have heard Elon Musk say some pretty awful things about China. And so we've got to be concerned that he will be pressured to undermine our space effort by doing things at SpaceX that stop us from going to the moon. That is maybe unlikely, but certainly possible. And it's something that we need to be deeply concerned about, because we know that China's pressured Elon Musk into saying things that otherwise are incomprehensible for someone who talks about freedom all the time.
Rick, I come to you. My quick list of SpaceX's innovations that China doesn't match start with reusability. Also, reusability of the fairing, ability to, well, China has no concept even close to the chopsticks, and he's going to build a second tower in Boca Chica, we're told. He's going to build towers at the Cape in order to start testing refueling in orbit. I don't think China's tried any of these things. Every time they launch a Long March 5, it drops on some fish's head. Is that correct?
Well, John, the Chinese take Elon Musk's space challenge very, very seriously. There are at least probably seven Chinese space companies that are working on reusable space launch vehicles. And we see evidence that they are considering capture landing systems for reusable stages, such as Elon Musk is developing for Starship. They're not far behind him. And we should always recall that in about 2016, when Musk was introducing the concept of the Starship, his early promotional videos featured a Starship landing off of Shanghai. So you have to wonder, what are the motivations, the original motivations for Musk himself in building Starship? You know, cargo, passenger service to Shanghai could have been one of them. And that, of course, is not possible given the being on the knife edge of war with China in multiple places around the globe. But in the long term, in a much better world, that was likely Musk's ambition.
Gordon, a mystery about Tesla. Why does China allow it to continue in China? They've squeezed out so many other products and replaced them with a knockoff of their own. Why did they permit it? Do we know?
Well, because they want Tesla's technology, and they will squeeze it out. They're not doing it now, but they certainly will. And the big issue here is, they're collecting a lot of data from Tesla, and they are not permitting the export of data from China to Tesla's U.S. operations in order to improve the self-driving algorithm. And that is should be of great concern to the United States as they take all this data.
Does Musk in any way evidence the fact that if they can get rid of iPhones, they can get rid of me? Does he talk that way anywhere when he's outside of China?
No. And he's not an idiot, so he obviously does know it. But this is an issue for the political establishment in the U.S., that they should be telling Musk what he can and cannot do as a matter of national security. And unfortunately, neither Republicans nor Democrats have gotten to the point where they are willing to talk about that and to actually implement something.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.